Hello, I'm Marita Kirkham, and I'm standing outside the Scout Hut of First Thornton Cleveley's Scout Group, and I am about to meet a very special young lady who is planning to do something rather different for cancer patients that have lost all their hair because of chemotherapy. She is looking for sponsors and lots of money from listeners. So not only will she be donating her own really long hair, she wants to donate all the money she is raising to her own scout group. So let's go inside and meet the group scout leader, who will be introducing us to Caitlin Haslam.
I'm John. I'm the group scout leader at First Thornton Cleveley's scout group. We've got Caitlin. How old are you, Caitlin?
I'm 13 years old.
What do you enjoy most about being in Scouts?
In Scouting, I enjoy going on camping trips. Recently, I went to Switzerland on a camping trip, and I go to Wadika and places like that. I'm getting my hair cut for charity, and the money I raise, I'm giving to my scout group. Growing my hair since I was born.
With all the adventurous activities, it might end up being in a bit of trouble.
Oh, when we were sledging, the hair going all over the floor and stuff like that, getting in the way a lot.
Mm-hmm. Helping Caitlin raise money for the group and recognising that she's doing a great thing, and through her own efforts and her own generosity, through her own ideas, she's generating some money for the group, so we're helping support that.
Yes, I just want to try and get as much as I can and buy some new stuff for the group and go on more camps and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How much hair is coming off?
I'd not measured it, but I know I've got 22 inches of hair. I think I'm cutting quite a lot of it off.
What do your parents think about your plans?
At first, they didn't really know what to think, but now they think it's a really good idea and they really want me to do it.
How did you hear about the cancer thing and chemotherapy and people suffer and losing their hair?
I've always wanted to do things for charity, but because I'm younger, I didn't know what to do. But then because my hair's so long and I've wanted to get it cut, I just thought it's a perfect thing to do. Watched TV programmes about it and thought it'd be just a nice thing to do.
Why you thought about doing it for the scout group?
I wanted to go on like more camping trips and stuff, but also the fact that Alan keeps moaning about the boiler.
Those that don't know, we've got a boiler that doesn't work very well and costs us an absolute fortune. We can free up the money to be investing in our young people's activities, so we can reinvest in camping equipment. We can send our leaders on more training courses for adventurous activities. We can run better programs for the children and get them out doing some more interesting things. And we think we can save about £1,000 a quarter if we have a boiler replaced. And so £4,000 a year, we think we're not spending wisely. When we come to having that £4,000 a year back, we can certainly do some more interesting things with the children and the young people in the group.
Go on the Scout website and there's a downloadable page. You can just donate money to that, which will come to us.
If you log on to our First Thornton Cleveley's website, which is www.firsttc, which is 1sttc.co.uk, and on there there's an article all about Caitlin, which will show you some pictures of how long Caitlin's hair is and a brilliant picture of her doing an adventurous activity of canoeing. And on there there's contact details of how to get in touch with us if you want to donate some money. Anything that we greatly appreciate, and it's really recognition towards Caitlin for this kind contribution. That's as big to me as a group scout leader, that we've got a young person that's been involved in scouting is now wanting to give something back because of the things that we've given to her. And that's as big as to me as the money that's coming into the group. We're developing young people to have a feeling of responsibility and wanting to give back to the community. Lots of things coming up between now and the end of the year, and then there'll be another set of programmes ready for next term. This term, the Beaver section are going to be working with Fleetwood Football Club, with them coming to run a night with the Beavers and do some fitness with them. They've also got the police dog handlers coming to do a night with the police dog handlers. The Scout section will be doing some traditional Scout activities. They'll be doing some cooking and they'll be doing some of the map and compass work ready to go away on the camp towards the end of the year, which is a new campsite that they've not been to before. And there they'll be doing our traditional Bank of Taj camp, where they'll be doing scouting activities to earn and raise money so that they can buy the tea at the end of the night. So it gives a bit of an incentive, and it usually works quite well. Everyone has a great time. And Cubs, I've got a really active program as well, doing the same sort of thing with doing adventurous planning, so getting ready to go out next year and do some scouting activities. So all in all, we're doing great things in the scout group. Apart from that, we're involved with fundraising, helping Caitlin raise money for the group, and recognising that she's doing a great thing through her own efforts and her own generosity. Through her own ideas, she's generating some money for the group, so we're helping support that. And we're also going to be working with local businesses in the community to see how we can work together and get our scouts out in the community, creating a positive image for scouting. And we'll also be having a little raffle towards the end of the year to raise some more money for the group.